Former Liverpool defender Jamie Carragher thinks that Trent Alexander-Arnold might have played his last game for the club. The England international was booed at Anfield during yesterday's 2-2 draw with Arsenal. It was his first appearance since he announced that he's leaving at the end of the season. Manager Arne Slot says that he'll continue to pick Alexander-Arnold until the end of the campaign, but Carragher tells Sky Sports News he'd be tempted to cut ties now.
Because Liverpool don't need a circus between now and the end of the season. The Liverpool supporters think that playing for Liverpool is the utmost. And when you're a local player, you can't see yourself as bigger than the club.
Sticking with football news now, Carlo Ancelotti will leave Real Madrid at the end of the season to become the new head coach of Brazil. The Italian has been one of the Spanish club's most successful managers, winning 15 trophies across two spells. Sky Sports News' chief reporter, Cave Solicol, says that it's a historic appointment.
Brazil, the most successful national team in history, have never had a foreign head coach. But of course, we're talking about Carlo Ancelotti, who is an absolutely legendary manager, has won everything there is to win in the game, not just once, twice, three times, multiple times.
Xavi Alonso is expected to replace him as the new Real Madrid boss. And we're going to finish with tennis from the Italian Open, looking at some of the results earlier today. Naomi Osaka was knocked out by American Peyton Stearns, 6-4, 3-6, 7-6. Sixth seed in the women's draw and hometown favourite Jasmine Paolini beat Yelena Ostapenko, 7-5, 6-2. Coco Gauff is also into the next round, 6-1, 6-2 win over Emma Raducanu. Alex de Minaur, Hubert Hurkacz and Tommy Paul have all booked their spot in the next round. Looking at a bit of action on the go at the moment, Yannick Sinner, he is in action. He is up against Dutchman Jesper de Jong. Sinner took the first set 6-4 and he is a break up in the second. He's leading 2-1 in that second set. A bit later, Matteo Berrettini, the 29th seed, will take on 6th seed Casper Ruud for a spot in the next round of the Italian Open. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.